Nikki Meats, call me crazy, but this is the best time of the week. It's the best time of my week. It's the best time of your week.
It's the best time of everybody's week, to be honest. We have another episode of Pantry Boys coming in hot. We enter the pantry with, we're coming off a very hot episode, Bob. We're coming off a very, very hot episode. For those of you that tuned in last week, Jack Arnold, the barbecue connoisseur, the king of barbecue, came on, gave you the rundown on how to make a great burger at home. He had the meat ounces between, we're not going to tell you, you got to go watch the episode, but we're coming off of a very, very hot episode. And then Bob and I, obviously in the dojo, gave each other the best takes of all time.
We knew it was going to pop. We knew there was going to be one that was going to pop. We didn't know who the guy was going to be. Right now, that guy is Jack Arnold.
Yeah, Jack Arnold. Yep, Jack Arnold's up.
But today, there's a guy coming on, Todd Frazier. And beauty of Todd Frazier, when we started the Pantry Boys, before it was even a podcast, we had Frazier on the live. He was the first guest that we had. It was an Instagram live.
Yep, it was Instagram live. Us three.
He had a phenomenal take about ketchup. And now Heinz just hasn't been able to get it right as far as squeezing the bottle out.
Yes.
And since that live, there's been some new Heinz designs in regards to
ketchup. I've seen. And every time I open up a ketchup packet, I was at the Yankee game on Thursday, Todd Frazier's face is just looking right at me, saying, "Oh, Nikki Meats, you don't want to do that, Nikki. You don't want to do that, Nikki Meatballs." So we're going to bring him on.
Let's get him a nice warm round of applause.
Mr. Todd Frazier.
Back for more.
There he is. Here he comes. He's coming in hot. Yep. Back for the bench. Oh, ho, ho.
There he is. We're very excited to see him. There's our guy, Mr. Frazier.
We don't.
The big fella himself. He's back for more. He's back to the pantry.
Couldn't get enough.
I needed more. I needed it. My life wasn't the same without it, boys.
God, you said you came on, you were on the IG Live before Pantry Boys was even Pantry Boys, and gave an incredible ketchup take.
he set the bar. He set the bar up here when we were just doing IG Lives. It was unbelievable. How was your weekend, Todd?
Oh, man. Let me tell you about this weekend, boys. It was incredible, for one. We came up a little short, so... You got a minute here or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, we got a floor is yours.
It's funny that you asked that. So my son plays in these tournaments. You know, it's you win two games, you go to the championship game, 8 and under. It's called 8 New 9. So I guess if you're 9, you could play. Wow. You can hear my voice. I'm losing my voice.
Yeah, so. You sound like you were screaming a lot this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So win the first game, 15-2. Dice them up easy. 3. Win the second game, 12-3, 4-inning game. If you get 8 runs or more after 4, game over. Having a great day. We're going to the championship. So we got to walk to the next field. So funny story. I walk up there, and his team from actually Bergen County, Rockland over there. It's a New York, New Jersey based.
Yeah,
you know,
I know Bergen.
Yeah, you know those people well. So I'm walking up the hill, and they go, yeah.
Down goes Frazier.
Frazier just took a tumble.
Listen, the excitement is still there.
Yeah.
I get up the hill. They go, "We're going to take this dugout." I said, "Hold up, champ." I said, "Champ, hold up." I said, "That's a shady dugout." I said, "I want that dugout too." You know,
Not so fast.
I said, "Listen." The parents are like, "Oh, man, we're already sitting up here." I said, "This has nothing to do with you." I said, "I'm talking to the coach." I said, "Thank you.
Good for you, Frazier. I like that out of you.
Yeah.
So blood's flowing a little bit. Our parents are still walking up. So it's basically me and another coach.
Okay.
I go to the umpire who's there. I said, "His name's Herbert." What a great name. Great name.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, talk about a great umpire named Herbert.
Was he home plate?
No, he didn't have home plate.
That would have made it so much better.
There's 6 teams, 3 and 3. We won 1 group. Well, no, he was on our side. He walked over with us. I said, "Herbert, call the president." I said, call him. I said, I don't want to have an argument. I said, we got to figure out who gets the dugout. What's the rules?
Wow.
I hear parents still chirping in my ear.
And they probably chirp you harder than they chirp everybody else. You know what I mean?
Listen, they knew who I was. They knew.
Yeah.
You know, no cockiness about it. They knew. Oh, I hear him say, oh, major league or getting this. I hear it. And I'm like, all right, there's one.
Yeah.
I'm at strike two. I'm at strike two right now. So he called. He comes back, flips the umpire clicker. You know,
okay,
Herbert clicker.
Yeah. Herbert said, you know what? I'm taking matters into my own hands and we're going to get to the bottom of this. Okay.
Flips the clicker. I win. I said, we'll gladly take our third base dugout. I walk up the step. I did a slide. I said, hey, my team, third base dugout, let's go.
Yep.
Parent goes, are you kidding me? I've been sitting here all game. I look at him and said, okay. And he goes, you're Bush League, just like your team. I said, all right, now that's strike three for me.
That's strike three. It's going nuts.
He's got the, hey, Bobby Burks, he's got the accent like you do, bro. I know he's from North
Carolina. Look out.
The cutoff sleeves. Listen, cutoff sleeves.
Yeah. Okay.
He had the ponytail going, not the little guy. Not the Rocky Road. I'm talking about he had the strength. He had the curls in there. I said, bud, you don't know what effing Bush League is. I said, get walking, I told him.
Oh, my God.
You're going to curse in front of the kids? I said, there's three kids here, and one's my son. I can do whatever the hell I want. I said, who the hell are you talking to? He says, who are you talking to? So me and him are going out of here. Chirping. Their coach is letting it happen. I said, bud, nobody told you to move. I said, stay where you want.
Yeah.
I said, don't at me. I said, you're not a coach. I said, get the F out of here.
Unbelievable. So what did Herbert say while this was going on? Was Herbert watching?
Right on. He's just like, ooh. And it's apparent nonetheless.
But let me say something, though, Todd. At the same time, if you get that dugout, you had the chaos before, you better make sure you win the game.
Listen, I got the kids in the dugout. I said, listen, I need this one.
Yeah. It's not about them today. It has nothing to do with them today.
The boys, these New Yorkers, again, they're starting up. Listen, I love New York people, but when it comes to competition, it's a different level. I can't let anybody from New York
Todd, these kids are 8 and 9 years old. Don't you think you don't care?
7 and 8 years old. Okay, get it right.
And 8 years old.
Anytime we played in New York and it came down to Jersey, I made it a point that there's no chance. And guess what? It never happened. But now, here we go. Let's talk about
the game. Hold on. Whoa. Did you guys win the game?
Now I'm going to go to the game.
Oh, because I didn't think you wanted to get into that. I thought we were looking at an L there. I thought we were looking at an L.
He's making a face like they took the L. I think
listen, we go up 1-0 in the first.
Okay.
1-1 after one.
Okay.
2-1, we're up after three. 2-2 after four. Top five comes
play
down.
It plays six? Okay.
We're visitors. Come up. My son leads off, strikes out. I'm looking. I'm like, Jesus, criminy. I said, here we go. Bud, you're flailing out here. This is a big inning. Come on. I said, I still love you, but, you know, we went over these things. I said, all right, go sit over there. You know, pick your teammates up. I wasn't happy. You know, I wasn't. Well, you know, it's your son.
Yeah. Right, of course. Yeah. I can't relate, but I would understand.
He's our leadoff guy.
No, he's got to get it going. He's got to get it going. This is Blake now. You're 8-year-old.
Yeah. The kids are throwing firm. They had a good squad. They did. Yeah. No excuses. Get on base.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Next guy comes up, one of our better hitters, single to right. Boom.
Okay, now we got something
okay,
going.
Now we got him rolling.
Our three-hole hitter, Santino Cerruto. You can't even make the name up.
I mean, that's the best name I've ever heard.
You call him Sonny. I don't know why his mom calls him Sonny.
I wouldn't ask why.
Yeah,
I would
don't
just
ask
that, the way that that is.
He had 8 RBIs in the first game. It was unbelievable. Comes up, 1-2 count, click, right center. Nobody's getting there. Now we got a run scored.
Okay.
He stopped at first, though. He didn't. We're screaming, run!
And he ain't running.
Running. They throw it home, overthrow, goes to second. Okay, now in this league, you could steal third only. You only have to steal third. Steals third. He's quick. We get 2 runs. We're up 4-2. 4-2 going bottom five.
Bottom six. Okay. Oh, no, bottom five. We're going in. Okay.
One of our better hitters up. or one of our better pitchers throw.
This is great. Okay.
He didn't have it in the fifth. I'll be honest. Oh, boy. He complained his palm was hurt, and I don't know if he had a cramp. He can't. They're too young. You know, you got it.
Yeah, and when you're 7, 8, 9 years old, the ball kind of doesn't fit in your hand the way it should. You know what I mean?
They're throwing palm balls left and right.
But he's
our best guy. We had a little controversy at second base. Bang, bang, play. I thought he was safe. We thought there was obstruction as
well. Here comes
Herbert.
We thought he was out.
Okay.
Herbert, second base. I said, listen, he slid in. His knees got caught before it hit. I said, you're going on just because he beat it. He goes, no, he was in there. I said, that's fine, Herbert. I said, you missed it. I said, listen, you missed it, but I'm going to go. That's what I did. I said, you missed it, but I'm going to go. Didn't say nothing after that. I said, okay. They run up 5 runs on us, bro. We lost.
Oh, you lost a game.
Whoa.
You lost a game.
Whoa, Frazier, you just
dropped the bomb. Yeah. Wait, hold on. You didn't go into nothing. You just said that Herbert missed a call. All of a sudden, you blink your eyes and 5 runs are on the board.
Runs. Hey, you know what? Listen.
Somewhere Herbert's on a podcast complaining about Frazier, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that was a tough walk back to the car. Were you hearing it?
Oh, the guy's like, get in the dugout. Why are you arguing? I'm like, I said, all right. I said, keep it up. I couldn't say nothing anymore. We're losing.
You can't. Yeah, you have to.
If I'm going to bark back after we're down, then what does that say about me?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. 100%. 100%.
I think Little League Todd Frazier might even be more competitive than even MLB than
Big League
was.
Todd Frazier. I mean,
listen, I'm in tests. I got the scorebook. We had a tournament. We had the tournament. I had the lineup set up 5 days before, and I went over 5 or 6 times. I said, listen.
I love it.
I'm looking at the thing. I'm like, maybe I'll switch him. All right, I'll get back to it. And then I come back an hour later, watch a little football. Oh, man, it's tough. It's tough, man.
No, I mean, listen, I think it's unbelievable. I really do. But you know, while that was probably the greatest story we've ever heard on the Pantry Boys, we haven't talked about food fucking once, so we should probably get into...
Listen, let me stop there. Now I'm going to lead into the food situation.
You know what, Todd? I'm just not going to say nothing. Bob and I are just going to sit here, and you're just going to take us through the whole entire thing.
He's ready. We knew the take. We knew there was something special. Because tough act to follow after the ketchup take. The ketchup take was spot on, Frazier.
Listen,
I still talk about it to this day.
So, do you mind if I tell the story? Long story short.
No. Keep going. No, let it rip, Todd.
My wife brings snacks. She brings snacks because it's basically we played from 12 o'clock and we ended around 6:30. It was three long games. My wife doesn't bring me a sandwich. I'm starving. I don't want Oreos, Ritz crackers. We had all the drinks in the world, but we had nothing. So my mom came late. So I called my mother. I'm like, hey, Ma, you know, can you stop at Wawa, give me a buffalo chicken, you know, sandwich?
Sounds like a little leaguer now.
Yeah. He sounds like a little leaguer himself. My wife didn't bring me a sandwich, so I called my mom.
Frazier's mom threw it over the fence for me at the run over.
I called her. If there's a Wawa underway or a deli market, a meat market, something, sub shop. I explained, I want turkey, roast beef, bacon as crispy as possible, yellow American cheese with a lot of mustard.
Mustard.
Oh,
mustard.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to throw mayo on there?
I'm not a mayo guy at all.
Oh, that's right. You hate mayonnaise.
Not a mayo guy. Mayonnaise.
Actually named after me here in Tom Driver. He called the Todd Father, and that's it. Turkey, roast beef. Bacon crispy now. I don't want the fatty parts on.
No, you can't.
Yellow American, yellow mustard. Okay. And you know, real thick. I got to give the Driftwood Deli a shout out. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out Driftwood Deli.
Half of Tom's River is named after Todd Frazier. Yeah. Every field that you go
every place he go. It must be really nice. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of you ever seen Bronx Tale, obviously? It reminds me, you're kind of like Sonny in a Bronx Tale. You go around, everybody knows, you sit down, the waiter comes over and he says, Todd, I got some nice fruit de mar. I got all this thing going on the menu. That's what you're living like in Tom's River.
I'll get you a story when we went to dinner the night before about that. It's a pretty good one. But long story short, I said, Ma, either Wawa or, you know, a sub shop, please. She calls me back in the middle of the game. We're up 10 runs. I'm like, all right, I'll take it, which is pretty rude, right? That's pretty rude to take the call during the game.
I mean, listen, if it were me, I wouldn't do it. But yeah, if you were hungry, and I don't know. I don't know how hungry you were. It honestly depends on how hungry. If you're
starving, got a big cushion. You got a real big cushion.
Yeah, you got a real big cushion. You're starving. Maybe take the call, you know? And then, yeah. Okay.
Tugger, she goes, I'm at 7-Eleven. I said, Mom.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Frazier.
And you know what? I don't mind the Slurpees. I don't mind 7-Eleven.
No, Mrs. Frazier.
It's a big mistake. They don't make sandwiches there. You know, I wanted a sandwich.
She's going to show up with a taquito. She's going to show up. Not a taquito, Ms. Frazier. You're going to look ridiculous.
No, Ms. Frazier.
No taquitos. I said, Mom, I said, you know me all well. I said, find something for me that I can get, you know?
Yeah.
I said, just get me two Gatorades, you know, the 2 for $3, something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
two
something. Yeah.
It's always there.
If it's not great, I don't care. Make sure it's blue. But at the end of the day, give me two red or yellow Gatorades. I like the old school ones.
Absolutely.
Comes back with the two Gatorades. My niece brings it to the dugout. She goes, here. I said, oh, shoot. I said, oh, shit. I look at this thing. So it's a wrap. So she gets me. But here's the kick. So it had turkey, cheese, and something hard. I don't even know what.
What do you mean something hard? In the wrap?
No, it was like, you know, those hard little bacon bites. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like dog food. Sort of. Yeah,
sprinkle them on a salad. Yeah,
sprinkle them on a shower. Sure.
I was so hungry, ate half.
You only ate half of it.
Only ate half. And it was like yay big. Ate half of it, you know, and I'm just looking at my mom, goes, how was the sandwich? I said, Ma.
Mrs. Frazier. Were you upset on the phone when she said she was at 7-Eleven? Did you tell her?
I said, Ma, they don't make sandwiches. I said, we're going there anyway. I said, oh, okay.
You literally sound like a fucking literally in the way you're telling the story.
Give me a dog. Give me a hot dog.
Yeah, because you know. No, but hold on. No, perfect. No, but you hold on. Because that might be the perfect play at 7-Eleven is to get the dog. Mm-hmm. Because they're just spinning up. Yeah, they're doing a little bit of this. And they're usually Sabourette ones, you know?
Sabourette.
Hey, and then they got like a cheeseburger hot dog. They got a couple like flavor dogs.
Can I go back to what you just said? Sabourette, isn't it Sabourette?
Oh, boy. No, that is going to be a bad look for Nicky Meats.
No, it's going to
be
one
or the other.
It's a Sabourette. No, it's a Sabourette.
There's no vowel at the end of the B.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. It's
I'm
a Sabourette.
Hanging back
I'm,
on
no,
this.
I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to no, look it up right now.
Sabourette. I'm hanging back on this, Frasch. I'm hanging back. How confident are you?
I'm 70-30 right now.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. In conclusion, Mr.
God.
Todd Frazier is correct. It's a Sabourette.
I doesn't even hot dog.
And I've been calling him Sabourette my entire life. And today, today's the day. Well, hold on. Last week, Bob.
Boys here, and he doesn't know what
it's
about.
No, Todd, don't do this, Todd.
Praying he would be right. I was praying
like
he was right.
He said the Sabourette.
he said he called it Sabourette like it's from France.
Oh my God.
Last week, Bob called. Let me ask you something. The Girl Scout cookies. Okay.
Oh, this is bad.
You know Girl Scout cookies, Todd?
Thin Mints are my favorites.
Okay. That's a great choice. What's the name of the ones that, I don't know how I would describe them without giving away the name.
It's got some peanut butter in there.
Start naming Girl Scout cookies.
I'm trying to think here.
The Thin Mint. The other one starts with a T.
T. Oh man, T gave me another one. I don't know.
There's the Samoans. There's
the Knooker Doodles or something.
I don't know about that, but there's one with a T.
I think I'm gonna be in the clear here.
Come on, Todd. Come on.
Is it two words or one?
It's two words. Come on.
Give me the word you messed up, and I'll remember the other one. All right, give me the word you did.
Tag.
Tagalongs.
Thank you. Thank you.
So crisp.
He knew so exactly what. Yeah. This guy Bob came on to the pantry last week and said his favorite Girl Scout cookie was a Tangalong. A Tangalong.
Oh, like,
what the fuck is a Tangalong?
I got shredded. And of course, he posted on his. IG.
On my main feed. Fuck him. He called it a Tangalong. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Burgers. You know what to do now. Hey, put the at sign next to Sabrette and tell Sabrette. Hey, and next thing you know, you all three of us are going to be having a cookout on next Saturday with all the Sabrette dogs.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's how it is, Todd. Well,
it helped me segue perfectly because I was so disappointed in Meats. It was a few weeks ago. He shows up to the Fraser compound, okay?
Yes, he does.
And you guys are having a ball. You're playing wiffle ball. I mean, it just looks
like a
blast. The Fraser compound looks unbelievable. There's batting cages there, the whole nine yards. Nicky Meat shows up to your house, and I'm watching on the stories that you guys are posting up.
Yeah.
He's at the house. You have other people. John Boy, Yankees media, who's spectacular. Yeah. Does a great
John
job.
Boy. Shout out John Boy. He's great.
All these people are there. You're doing hot dogs. Everybody's eating hot dogs. Nicky Meats brings his own food.
Oh, great ball.
It was like his protein pre-packed meal that it had to be as dry as the Sahara.
It's a great, great take. And it was Eat Clean, Bro, wasn't it?
Eat Clean, Nicky? Bro. Yeah, it was Eat Clean, Bro. Yes.
Boy, Jimmy Giovinazzi, awesome dude. I get it all the time. But that wasn't the right time.
It wasn't the right time. And it might be great. And I'm sure it's very healthy. I'm sure the company's great. You're going to Todd Frazier's house.
But hold on. No, hold on.
We got chicken parm subs. And this
can
guy's...
Can I defend myself first? Can I please defend my position?
You always have to defend yourself.
I got out of class, okay? I said to myself, I don't know, because not for nothing, but T-Money don't really explain things too well. I just thought I was going over there to take a couple of fucking cuts in the cage. I didn't know it was going to be this whole big ordeal. There was going to be this group there. So I'm going over there thinking, I brought my batting gloves. I brought brand new Marucci bats, my glove. I'm like, I'm going over there to take some cuts. He ain't going to have food. Why put that on him? I'll just bring my own food, okay? So I get there, and then seven people come out of this fucking van with pizzas, and I'm like, all right, well, I brought my own food, so I'm going to eat my own food. Well, I don't see a problem in that.
When you see the foods arrived, Eat Clean Bro is going to have to wait another day.
No, but see, that's where you and me are different. That's where you and me are, because it was a nice chicken breast, and it had rice. It had a little bit of barbecue sauce. It was a healthy meal, okay? And I didn't have to take seven shits after I was done.
Were you disappointed, Todd Frazier?
I was confused. Very
confused. Which might be worse.
I had a friend one time come to a cookout, and he brought, you know, he eat burgers, dogs, chicken, steak. He brought his own salmon. He brought two pieces of salmon.
Oh, yeah. That's different.
Is it Meats?
But he brought two pieces of salmon. He goes, hey, put these on there for me. I said, okay, where's everybody else's salmon? You know what I mean?
But that's so different. If I knew that there was going to be food there, I wouldn't have brought my own food.
Hey, Bobby, I had a refrigerator in the place, too. He could have put that in there and saved it.
Of course.
That's okay.
Of course.
Whatever.
And then there's the picture of, I mean, you're in the batting cages. Everybody's eating hot dogs. And I see Nicky Meats. And, you know, he's got his little with the fork. And I'm just saying, this fucking guy couldn't give it a rest for one day. He couldn't give it a rest.
It was very confusing. I don't know.
I don't blame you.
Bobby Burgers, I know you would have put that, probably even thrown it out.
Probably.
Give me the buffalo slice. Give me half chicken.
Yeah.
I'm full. I'm greased up. Now I'm fired up. I don't feel lean. Yeah. I don't want to feel lean when I play. I want to feel greased up. I'm ready to rock.
Okay.
Todd, I'd still be there eating the hot dogs.
God almighty.
The Sabres. Listen,
yeah, the Sabres.
You're a joy to have come on there. We appreciate you coming on. We're always down to hear your Little League stories, your dinner stories, and your 7-Eleven stories. Thanks for coming on. You got anything else for us before you leave? Feel free.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Field of Dreams. So it's special needs, baseball, all this big time complex where you can play games, a playground, and it's coming out. Hopefully the next month here, if not in November, it took a long while to get. My man Christian Kane, whose son has special needs, figured out to help him play more. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm going to be the head of the baseball department there, so I can't wait to. I won't be arguing with umpires.
Okay? I say Herbert's right. Not going to show up. There's not going to be any parents with ponytails.
No, if they are. If they want to argue with me, I'm going to walk away. So that's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Todd, you're the best, man. You're really the best.
They couldn't have a better guy leading that department. Thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure, guys.
We appreciate you, brother. Nicky Meats, that's our guy.
That's our guy. I love him. There's just no other way to put it. I fucking love that guy. I think he's the best. I mean, the kids are 7, 8, 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? And he treats it every game like it's the World Series. And
he's still got it in him, too. He's like a 9-year-old as well. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's still got it in him.
He's still calling his mom, say, pick me up 2 Gatorades and a sandwich at 7-Eleven. So he's still got it in him. Always great having him on. He's the best.
But now it gets fun.
Now
we really hone it all in.
Mano-y-mano.
Versus Nicky Meats. We're going to roll off right out of the gate. I'm in charge of the top 5 this week.
Yes, you are. And before we get started, Bob, what did I tell you before we started recording? Go ahead and let the folks at home know the statement in which I said.
Very bold statement. A statement that I made for mine last weekend. And it puts the pressure right on you. We're saying Nicky Meats called me and said he's got the best take that he's had.
Yes. Best question.
Yes. Yeah.
Best question I've had.
Which really does set the bar high. I said it to you last week and immediately felt the pressure.
No, but I don't feel pressure because I know that it is. And I know that it is almost merrily impossible for you not to feel extremely happy after I asked this question.
I hope it's one that I have to bounce it back to you because I don't have my answer yet. Okay. Those are the best ones where I really have to think.
Yeah.
But before you even get into that, you got a top 5 that you got.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I just don't know where it's going to go, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
This is going to be a top 5 that I think I've had a lot of people ask me to put this top 5 on. It was bound to happen at some point in the program of the Pantry Boys. Had to take place. A lot of our top 5s have been very similar recently. We've been in cadence.
We've been right here with each other.
Neck and neck. Nicky Meats, I want to talk condiments, okay? And what I would like out of you this afternoon here on the Pantry Boys in the Pantry. Is your top 5 condiments? It had to come. Did it not?
No, it had to come at some point or another. And there's just no better day than today.
Well,
there's just no better day than today.
Let's talk condiments.
Normally, this is going to go fucking left, right, and sideways because this is a very controversial topic for multiple reasons. I mean, all I'm thinking about, I'm going to give you a little insight to what's going on in my brain. I got relish flying across my skull. I got yellow mustard being squared. It's almost like an Arby's commercial. I got all these different condiments being squeezed, going left and right over my brain. With that being said, though, Bob, I think I have my top 5. I think I have my top five. I thought you were going to have to bounce back to me. No, I think I have my top 5.
Sure. And by the way, I'm going to be very loose with it because I think sometimes with this, it's like, okay, what is it?
I will be
very loose.
Yes. And also, I'm going to be very specific in mine as well. And I'm going to dive deep into why I put each one in the spots that they are in. Number 1, I have Heinz tomato ketchup. at number one. Okay. I have Heinz tomato ketchup at number one. I, for one, am a big ketchup fan. A lot of people like despise ketchup, but I also feel like a lot of people love ketchup. I'm one that loves ketchup. I put ketchup on a lot of things. I'm all for putting ketchup on eggs. I put them on, sometimes if I have chicken and rice, I'll just put ketchup on there just to like sweeten it up a little bit. I fucking love ketchup. Number two.
I just had the chicken and rice with the ketchup. Sounds ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous. Sounds I know. Disgusting. No, I know. It sounds disgusting. Okay. I didn't want to let that go. Disgusting.
That,
no,
that
I know.
That sounds awful.
No, I know. I know. Okay. I know. Number two.
Sorry to throw you off your cadence there, but I couldn't let that go.
No, you can't. And you know what's funny? When I said it, I said to myself, oh, that's funny. He didn't say anything about putting it on chicken and rice.
I thought about it. That's
it's
not
a very
fall.
Weird concoction. Some days I'm feeling it and some days I'm not. Number two, I got Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Wow.
I got Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce at number two. Okay. I think that Sweet Baby Ray himself has perfected the barbecue sauce. I think
you did get specific and in all the right ways.
I think Sweet Baby Ray has completely taken over the barbecue industry. I think that guy G Hughes makes a pretty good barbecue sauce, but Sweet Baby Ray says, this is my turf, homie. Okay. I own the barbecue industry. I got Sweet Baby Ray's at number two. I could put that shit on anything. It's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. Number three. It's always easy one and two. And then beyond two, it's like you have to really start digging deep. Okay. Number three. I got the Buffalo version of Frank's Red Hot.
Okay, so
Frank's hot sauce. Frank's Red Hot has a Buffalo version. And for those of you who know, that Buffalo version is it's unparalleled to any hot sauce.
You know, you're getting very specific.
I told you I was gonna. I'm really diving deep into this because I'm very passionate. There's a lot of condiments out there.
Yeah,
okay.
There is.
There's a ton of condiments out there. And I use condiments on everything. I really do. I like to spice my food up with condiments. However, some I use more than others. That Buffalo hot sauce I use very frequently. You could put that on anything too. Number four, you see, here's where I'm having a struggle, Bob. The Chick-fil-A sauce is knocking on my door. It's saying, let me in to the top five. Let me in. I don't want to. It's a wonderful sauce. It's a wonderful condiment. I, for some reason, am having trouble letting that Chick-fil-A sauce get a spot in my top five. I really am. And I don't know why, but I, for whatever reason.
You got to let him in. You got, or let me tell you, if you don't let him in, he's going to kick the door down.
He's going to kick the door down. He is. He's going to kick
the door down.
The only problem I'm having with not letting the Chick-fil-A sauce get a spot in my top five is I don't use it a lot. But if it's there, I crush three packets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Flavor alone, it cracks the top five. No question. It has to.
It's got character too, though.
It's got character. I'm putting Chick-fil-A sauce at number four. I'm putting Chick-fil-A sauce number four. Okay. There's no way it was going to get to, there's no way if it was going to get on the list, it wasn't going to get to, it wasn't going to be number five.
From a bench player to the starting lineup.
Yeah. He just got into the starting lineup. Yeah.
Real fast.
That Chick-fil-A sauce is going to get number four.
Okay. Number five is where it really.
Number five. My brain is in a pretzel. Right now,
what are you going to dip that pretzel in, though, is the question, Nicky.
I don't fucking like pretzels. I don't like pretzels. I have to put this in there.
Talk to me.
I'm going with mayonnaise. At number five. With mayonnaise at number five. I think it's disrespectful to the sandwich industry.
Yep.
Not to have mayonnaise in my top five. And just for the record, I don't always call it mayonnaise. I just think it deserves that respect to be called by its full name if we're going to put it on the list. So mayonnaise, I got it number five.
Had to make it. And I know I like to keep the poker face. I said I had to make it.
Yeah, it has to make it. It has to make it.
If you keep mayonnaise out of there, shame on you.
Shame on you. Todd Frazier would keep mayonnaise out there. He wouldn't put mayonnaise on the list. He's
not a mayo guy.
He's not a mayonnaise guy. Mind-blowing
to me.
Mind-blowing.
Borderline psycho.
I don't get how you can't like fucking mayonnaise on a sandwich. To me, it drives me insane.
I get how you can't like mustard. I get that. I don't get how you can't like mayonnaise.
I don't get it either. You know what it is? It's like not liking sour cream. You know what I mean?
By the way, with
Mexican food.
Our dear friend of the pod, Kevin Clancy, would be very upset.
Kevin Clancy would be very upset if we'd. But is it a condiment?
Yes. And that's why I meant that I was going to be loose. I actually called my girlfriend before this.
Yeah.
To make sure. I even said, hey, babe, is mayonnaise a condiment? I just want to confirm this.
Yeah.
Confirmed a condiment.
Okay. No, mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is always a condiment. You're talking about sour cream.
Oh, I'm talking about sour cream.
Sour cream. All right. Yeah, no, I'm fair. I'm cool with that. Sour cream is a condiment. Okay. But let's hear your list, Bob.
You got specific, and I like that. Yeah, I like specifics. I didn't plan to go there, but now that we're here, we're here.
No, I had to, because if you're a real condiment guy, you know what brands you like. You know what I'm saying?
And I think people are either going to hate you or love you. I think you're going to get, there's no in between on the Frank's buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
The Frank's buffalo sauce take was very interesting.
Yeah.
I'll go a little more broad. Number one, they kicked my door down, rocked my world, and took me for life, Nicky Meats. That is number one, the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Wow. I knew that was coming.
It just stands alone. I'm so loyal to Chick-fil-A. It's like you with Pringles.
Good for you.
You know, it's
good for you, man.
I love
good for you.
Number
one,
you knew it had to be there for me.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you.
Number one, I got the Chick-fil-A sauce. If we're allowed to go there, I'm gonna go there. Thank you, man.
I'm proud of you.
Appreciate that.
I could see, look at the smile on your
face. I'm happy. I'm happy to put it on there. It had to be there. Chick-fil-A sauce, number one. I think it stands alone. It's just I don't have to explain much in regards to the Chick-fil-A sauce. We know it. Number two. I think ketchup has to be on there.
Yes, yes.
Going Heinz.
Yes,
ketchup is iconic.
Heinz 57, baby.
Just legendary, like the ultimate condiment. You know, I can have fun with the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I think that what Heinz has been able to do for ketchup.
It's a total monopoly.
It is a monopoly. It's honestly like remarkable. It is remarkable what Heinz has done for ketchup.
And there are other ketchup brands out there, but
they all suck.
They do.
Every single ketchup brand stinks. I can't even. You ever try like the organic ketchups?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh my terrible. God.
Absolutely disgusted. And just ketchup in general is just such an iconic topping.
Yes.
It always has been.
It always has been.
I will go ketchup at two. Number three, lock me in for mayonnaise.
Wow.
Lock me in for mayonnaise.
Wow. And you're a big mayonnaise guy.
Yeah. I mean, mayonnaise is great. Again, I find it hard to believe the people that don't like mayonnaise. If I had to go a specific brand, I'll go Hellman's.
Okay.
I think Hellman's does a good mayonnaise.
Hellman's does a great mayonnaise. Yeah.
Probably the main mayonnaise out there. They got it in the squeeze packet too. And the bottle is.
I love
phenomenal bottle.
It's such a good, because what you could do is, I don't know if there's science behind this. They did it on purpose. But if you put that on a sandwich and you want to do a zigzag, it's the easiest zigzag you'll ever do.
Totally.
It's such an easy zigzag condiment. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You've always done a good condiment.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I do a good condiment impression. No, I'm pretty good with the condiment impression. You get the piece of bread and Just like that. You see how I did a start stop there?
And then you give it the one shake and you feel it come down. You know what I mean?
When you take that Hellman's out of the fridge, you do one of these to make sure that all the mayonnaise is going and go. You know what I'm saying? It makes a click sound. It's almost like taking the Snapple and beating the Snapple on the ass before. You know what I'm saying? Like you get a Snapple and it like makes that clicking sound.
You do a great mayonnaise.
Thank you. I do a great mayonnaise. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Shout out Kevin Clancy, KFC Barstool, lit it up on his takes. Huge sour cream guy. I'm with him.
Very respectable.
Sour cream at four. I think it's got to make it. I think it's got to make the cut.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know if I would have put sour cream in my list, but I respect the shit out of anybody who would put sour cream in their list. Let me tell you something.
If you go to a Mexican restaurant, okay, and there's not sour cream involved,
it's a problem.
It's a problem. It's a different meal.
It's a problem. It's
a total different meal.
I almost would send the food back if sour cream wasn't involved at a Mexican restaurant.
It's got to be, even if you do taquitos to start and you dip sour cream, whatever it takes to get the
just
the
give
sour
me a little
cream,
bit.
It's got to be in there.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got to be in there. Number five, I think this might throw you off a little bit. Number five, you could put it in your salad. You could use it as a dipping sauce. Some people put it in their sandwich.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you know where I'm? Let's do a three count if you got it.
Hold on. You could put it in a salad. You could dip it in a sandwich.
Put it in salad. You could dip it. Some people might put it in their sandwich.
Right, to say, let's come on. I know
we,
what it is.
Can we it's do it on three?
Ridiculous, man.
One. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three,
ranch.
Honey mustard.
Oh, honey mustard. I fucking love honey mustard. Honey mustard's great. I thought you were going to say ranch. I was like, you know what?
No, I like honey mustard.
Honey mustard. That's a great take, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
I love it in my five seed. I really do.
You could dip. Shit, anything in honey mustard, and it's going to taste great. If you get a good honey mustard, you're right. It's good on a salad. You could dip the fries in it. You could dip a sandwich in
can
it.
You
a chicken
do,
sandwich.
Can you do? Is that a thing? I don't know if I am I okay to say that the honey mustard with the sandwich too? Is that out
there?
Oh,
absolutely. I had a chicken sandwich last week. I dipped in honey mustard.
Yeah. Really.
Oh,
really
it's so good. Oh, the honey mustard might be the most versatile condiment out there.
You know what's funny about this, Meats, is we finally have, I think people wanted us to
a different list,
but we're going to call it like we see it. This one is different.
We got two different lists, but at that same time, I respect the hell out of your list. I really think it's a solid list. I think you did a very good job. I think you really thought your shit out. And I think you developed a phenomenal list. I love honey mustard at five. I really
appreciate that.
Good for you,
Bob. I do love it in the five hole. I really do.
And I respect the fact that you went Chick-fil-A in the leadoff spot. I really do. I think that's amazing.
There.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we were going there or not with the condiments. I didn't know if we were going there. Once you opened the door for it.
Yeah. It took the number one spot.
Okay. Meats.
Yeah, this is going to be unbelievable. But first I have to start off by saying I did not come up with this question. It was a DM that I got and I forgot the guy's name and I apologize. But if you listen, if the guy who gave me this suggestion is listening, you're going to know.
I feel like you're about to rock my fucking world.
I want you to take me through your perfect day of eating. I want breakfast, I want lunch, and I want dinner, and I want your three perfect meals. If you could wake up and have the perfect fucking spread at breakfast, lunch, dinner, what food items would you have? And if you want me to go first, I will.
I'm ready.
I knew
I'm ready.
And I knew you were going to be. I knew you were going to be ready. I knew it.
I'm ready. First off, you weren't wrong.
It's an unbelievable question. It's an unbelievable question. Shout out that guy in my DMs. I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
The DMs is a tool you have.
Yeah.
I used it for the condiments.
Yeah.
I mean, used it. Shout out to the DM guy, whoever this guy is. It's amazing we haven't touched this.
I mean, I know. When I saw it, I was like, fuck, like we never talked about that. This is phenomenal.
Okay. I am beyond ready for you, Nicky Meats.
Okay, hit me.
Okay.
Hit me.
I am going to go breakfast-wise. I want an omelet. I want well-done home fries. And I'm telling the waiter, you know what we're going to do? Instead of the toast, can I substitute it for a toasted cream cheese bagel? It's going to be $1.50 more, sir. No problem. Substitute that shit. Always $1.50 more.
Always $1.50.
Give me the omelet. Give me the well-done home fries. I get my bagel in, thrilled with breakfast. Thrilled with breakfast.
That is a phenomenal breakfast.
Let's go over to lunch.
Let's head over to lunch. Why not?
Let's walk.
Why not head over? Let's stumble over to 12:30 p.m. and go to lunch. Okay.
Great question. I'm so excited. Yeah. You're right.
I know. Yeah.
See how happy I am. Yeah. Okay. Number two. Lunch. What I want to do is give me some type of deli sandwich. Okay. You could do a whole lot with the deli sandwich. You know my chip. What's my chip, Nicky Meats?
Your chip is the Cape Cod salt, sea salt chip. The original sea salt Cape Cod chip. That's your chip, Bob. It's the original.
I really love it.
I love you more.
Sandwich. I'm going to go. You could get creative with the sandwich. I actually will go with a good East Coast chicken cutlet sandwich is really what I want. And my dinner selection is going to show you why I went with the chicken cutlet sandwich.
We are honed in on each other's minds right now because I go ahead.
What I wanted to do was dinner and do like a chicken parmesan. What I wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But what it does is it leaves out a steak.
It leaves out a steak. I know.
So give me the Italian. Give me that chicken cutlet sandwich.
Yes. So then you can leave room.
Totally for the opens steak the door.
Yeah. Yep.
Give me a fat ribeye.
Oh my goodness.
Give me a fat ribeye. Give me all the sides. Give me the potatoes. I don't mind doing two potatoes a day.
I was just gonna say.
Give me the asparagus. Give me the cream spinach. Give me the whole nine. Give me the mac and cheese on this. Give me whatever you want to give me on the side.
Whatever the fuck you want.
But that, Nicky Meats, is my perfect eating.
That's unbelievable.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
Great question.
Okay.
I'm so happy with that.
Phenomenal. That's a phenomenal day of eating. Oh. That's just a great day, man. I mean, that's just a perfect day of eating. You can't beat that. You really can't.
Can't wait to see what you do now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as fun to listen to it.
Yeah, so exactly. It's great to listen to. Okay, so breakfast, I woke
this
up.
So much fun.
It's such a great question. I'm waking up and I'm going over to the bagel shop, okay? And I'm getting not one, but I'm getting two bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup on an everything bagel with no fennel seeds, and then a large orange juice with medium pulp.
What do you mean no fennel seeds? Who's putting no fennel seeds?
I ain't fucking putting no. You ever have any everything bagel with fennel seeds?
No.
I have. You never have. It's terrible. You take a bite of the bacon, egg, and cheese, and then you think you're eating black licorice. It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Give me a bacon, egg, and cheese, no asparagus.
Give me a bacon, egg, and cheese. Hold the collard greens. Hey, fennel seeds. So, all right, bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup with two eggs on each bagel, on an everything bagel, and then a Tropicana OJ with a little bit of pulp.
Talk dirty to me, Nicky Meats.
That's what I'm getting. And even if I'm feeling it, I'm throwing a little quarter cup of the chicken salad. The fresh deli chicken salad. Quarter cup. Okay. Then
give me the quarter cup.
Give me the quarter cup. You want a cookie with that, sir? It comes with cookie or coleslaw or macaroni salad. Give me the fucking macaroni salad. Then I'm walking over, okay, to lunch. I'm right there with you on the sandwich. I'm right there with you on the sandwich. I was thinking about getting a burger. I was thinking about doing, but that's more like, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Want to open the door for dinner?
Yeah. You want to open it?
Fuck. What's that sandwich look like now, Meats?
Well, now I don't know. I just thought of something great. Audible. I'm going to call an audible. I went into the deli and I said, I don't want a sandwich.
Can I tell you what I think you're audible into?
Yeah.
You want to do it on three?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Pizza. Yeah. All right. There it is. I fucking love it. Gotta get the slicing.
Yeah. So instead of, I'm walking out of the deli and I'm heading right over to the pizza shop. I ain't getting a slice, Bob. I'm getting a fucking whole pie. I'm getting a whole pie, and I'm getting a pizza either from Joe's, John's, or Bleecker Street in New York City, Bucali, and I'm lighting that pizza on fire, okay? I'm having the whole pie to myself, and no one's going to do anything about it with a Diet Coke, the largest one you could possibly think of.
I lost out on the pizza.
You lost out on the pizza. So head over to dinner, okay? I'm right there with you. I am. I'm right
there
with you.
Doors open.
I left the door open for the steak, but I'm not having a ribeye. I'm having that Jack Arnold Wagyu strip steak that motherfucker cooked me.
Of course.
A month and a half ago in North Carolina. And I'm having all the sides. I'm having the macaroni and cheese. I'm having the fingerling potatoes. I'm having the Brussels sprouts, the cream spinach. Sides.
Yeah.
I'm even getting a wedge. I'm doing a wedge. I'm getting a wedge beforehand, and that's gonna be my full day. And I'm honestly not even getting dessert. I'm happy. I don't need dessert. I'm good.
Fuck, man.
That's such a great question. It's unbelievable.
So good. I wish we had this guy's name. It's.
I know.
So good. It's so good.
I mean, I know.
What you said was gonna happen happened. Happened. I got very happy.
You get very happy. Instantly. You get so happy. Instantly happy.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, what an episode, man. We head over to the voicemail. This is unreal.
Food is a beautiful thing.
I want to hear. No, but isn't food such a beautiful thing? Look what food has done for not only this show, but just for the overall happiness of human beings.
Oh, God. We got to get a clip of me right when you asked the question. Right,
yeah. Just elated. I honestly want to take this question instead of the top five this week and put it out and to see what other people's full day.
Put them both. What do we got to lose? Nicky Meats, let's head over to voicemails.
Let's head over to voicemail, baby.
Nicky, Bob, this is Andre Costa here from Miami, Florida. Love the pod, love the show. Absolutely love you guys. You guys are hilarious, and the take that you guys have on food and the passion is just something to admire, truly. Nicky, I fully support you with the RX bar. A good protein bar as a snack for me is essential as an athlete. I have more of a question than a hot take. For me, growing up in a Hispanic background, I was forced to eat certain things as a kid and wasn't introduced to certain other things as I got older. So my question to you guys is, what is one thing, food or beverage, that you didn't like as a kid that now you enjoy, and vice versa? What is something that you really enjoyed as a kid that you don't really like now? Thank you guys for everything. Love what you're doing. Keep up the great work.
I told you it was going to make you think. Does that not make you think?
I might have to either give this one to you or have the Jet do the intro, because I don't know yet. I have no idea yet.
It's tough. I got it. I can spare you time.
Yeah, start. Yeah, go ahead and start.
It's a great question.
Absolutely phenomenal question. I mean, that's a great fucking question, man. Made you think. Wow. Go ahead.
I would go... I'm going to go with some. Okay. So for something that I liked that I don't like now, I'm going to go to beverage, and I'm going to go with milk for the beverage. Milk as a kid, I liked chocolate milk. I didn't.
Very, very good answer.
I cannot have a glass of milk now. We're not talking cereal milk, because we all know cereal milk is not for me. Really? I could do chocolate milk now. I can't tell you the last time I've had regular milk. No, not a milk guy.
Really? See, yeah. I love milk. I'll drink milk all the time. I was born drinking milk. I still drink milk. I mean, I try to stay away from it now. I like use almond milk and stuff like that. But if I'm having cookies, I'm slamming milk every time. Like there's no.
Yeah, but to me, even cookie milk is different from milk. Like I just think like.
I'm not saying I'm going down to the fridge and just drinking a glass of milk.
Could you do that though?
Yeah, I think I could, honestly. Yeah, I think I could. I think I could drink a glass of milk. You don't think you could drink a glass of milk?
No. It would be a chore. It would not be something that I would enjoy by any means. I don't even necessarily have like a crazy. I mean, this thing, it made me think for sure. I would go milk with the beverage and then food. I would go vegetables. Like I love broccoli.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. Like that has totally changed.
I feel like now. As I got older, I love vegetables now.
Yes. Yeah. So for me, any greens, I mean, I used to eat broccoli, asparagus, love all of that now as a kid.
Brussels sprouts. Yes. Yeah. We're bringing the Brussels sprouts back.
Yeah.
We really are.
We have been. We talk about the sprouts all the time. And hopefully that got your juices to where now I think Nicky Meats might be able to dial one in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go a little bit more extravagant. I think I'm going to go a little bit more detailed here. I don't think I'm going to just pick one. Like I'm going to pick. So I grew up in a very Italian household. Nona used to make food all the time. Okay. And when she was younger, she would make this thing called bacala. And
what the fuck is bacala?
And it's the face you're making now is exactly what it tastes like. It's like this, it's like this fish. And we would go to the supermarket and she'd ask the guy for the bacala, and it wouldn't even be on like ice. It would be in this little cabinet that was like heated or something like that. And they're just these long pieces of fish and they got these like flakes on them and shit like that. And she'll go home and she'll stink up the whole fucking house and she'll put it on the pan and she'll eat the whole thing. It's like the most disgusting. Do you ever have cod?
Of course.
Yeah, it's like it's more fishier than cod. I mean, I used to walk home from the fifth grade and the whole house smelled like we just got off of the boat and we're reeling in the fish, cutting up fish downstairs.
All the more reason why Nona needs to make an appearance.
Yes. But I would eat it when I was younger because like I couldn't say no. Now I'm not touching the bacala. I'm never touching the bacala. And sometimes she would even take the bacala and put it in like a Tupperware and then put it in the fridge and then reheat it the next day.
Yeah.
To me, I can't do that. I'll with fish, I can never reheat a fish.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm with you.
What I'm saying? I'll never do that. The other thing too, when I was younger that I didn't like, you got me all riled up now, is shrimp cocktail. I never used to eat shrimp cocktail when I was younger. And now, I mean, I'll have 4, 5, 6, 7 shrimps in the cocktail sauce whenever we go out. I crave the shrimp cocktail.
I guess a real young meat's palate was not very advanced, at that time.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't.
The seafood really threw him a curveball.
Yeah, the seafood was, and I did not mix. But now I love seafood, except for the bacala. I ain't eating the bacala no more. I wish the Jet could put up a picture of what bacala looks like.
Yeah,
maybe you could do that, Jet.
But again, in meets, I'll keep pushing for it. Nona would be the best guest on the podcast.
I know, we got to do it, man.
She would absolutely light it up. She would not have to say a word. She would have she wouldn't even have to have a clue where we're going. Yeah. It would be a fucking riot.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, well, yeah. But the thing is, it's like she just wouldn't know what's going on. To the point to where it's like, This may have been a mistake. You know what I mean?
You know what though, Meats? I don't see a world where it's not phenomenal.
Yeah, no.
I almost think the worse she is, the better she is.
Yeah, it'd be phenomenal.
What would you do if she just comes on and just lights it up? Like just
I would probably just sit there in amazement like this. Because there's just no way that it's going to happen. Oh, yeah. So my top of three, your favorite type of face of food is a McDonald's. Then I like a chicken filet. And then I like a Wendy's. She's not going to say that.
Okay.
Yes, then- I like a ribeye steak. It's my favorite. Not like you're not gonna. I think, okay, if you order cream spinach on the restaurant on a steakhouse, you're a piece of shit.
Gotta get her on. We gotta get her on.
Yeah, we gotta do it.
And then something that you liked when you were young, you don't like
that
now.
I don't like now.
That's where it gets to me.
I honestly don't think I have one. Like, I don't. I tell you what.
Could you go drink maybe?
I'll tell you what. And you're going to hate me for this one. I used to love tuna when I was a kid. I loved tuna. Now, I don't really like tuna anymore.
I think, you know, that is a rare case because.
Yeah, usually, I don't like tuna anymore.
I would think that the tuna would be a no-go at the early stages.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. I just don't like tuna. I don't like tuna salad. I like my buddy, he gets like a tuna salad bagel. I just think that's ridiculous. I would never get a tuna salad.
Tuna gets such a bad rap. I think it's one of those words where you hear tuna and then
you smell tuna.
Yeah, you smell it and then people are kind of like a deer in headlights about tuna.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is what happens when someone says tuna. You're like,
yeah, I mean, but yeah. I would think you would be flip-flopped with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no. But it goes I don't to know show, why.
I mean, mentally, you're just not all there.
And it just goes to show that Todd Frazier takes Little League Baseball more serious than he did Major League Baseball.
That's correct. That's confirmed from what we heard today.
Thank you for joining us on another episode, another installment of The Pantry. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else on a Wednesday. We wouldn't want to be anywhere else. We'll see you next week. We got some ridiculous guests coming on. You're just going to have to wait and see. The voicemail number. Can you give the voicemail number? Do you have it on you?
You want the voicemail number?
Yeah, give it one more time before we hang up here.
It's going to be 347-470-3827.
You heard it here. We love you. Keep firing them in. I can't wait to see what everyone's ideal food day is from breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I don't know. Go out. Give your mom and dad a kiss. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Take care, folks.